Thank you, co-chairs. The United States is committed to promoting respect for the human rights of persons who are oppressed due to their race or ethnicity, and to creating a more just, inclusive, and equitable world where all people have opportunity to live up to their fullest potential. A key component of achieving this goal is to empower marginalized communities, including those with significant migrant and refugee populations, by increasing their economic participation. Entrepreneurs from marginalized communities make critical contributions to the global economy, yet they face barriers that prevent them from reaching their full potential. Capital is frequently inaccessible to minority-owned businesses. The Biden-Harris administration has prioritized increasing access by minority-owned companies to federal contracts by directing U.S. government agencies to make efforts to increase the share of federal contracts going to these companies to 15% by 2025. Additionally, Welcome Corps at Work is a first-of-its-kind program that links employment opportunities to resettlement through the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program. Welcome Corps matches qualified refugees with U.S. employers, providing them with concrete job offers. Disparities in educational and employment opportunities have long been a barrier to establishing an equitable workforce. Efforts to expand skills-based hiring and increase access to workforce trainings help create pathways to financial stability, especially for people from marginalized and underserved communities. Additionally, increased U.S. government support to historically Black colleges and universities, Hispanic-serving institutions, and Asian-American and Native American Pacific Islander-serving institutions further assist in addressing educational disparities and empowering minority youth. The U.S. appreciates the opportunity to participate in forums such as this, and we strive towards a more equitable